many of you are humble people? How many are proud of it? Humility, my friends, is a wee bit like underwear. Wear it, but don't show it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
You may be aware that I love to golf. Princess Anne of England does not. She once said, "Golf seems to me an arduous way to go for a walk. I prefer to take the dogs out." If you feel like Princess Anne at all, don't tune me out yet. I understand completely. Sometimes golf irritates me too. It's like driving a unicycle through a car wash. Who needs this much punishment? But even so, I keep going back to it, perhaps more than I should. The sign on my office door right now says it all. This is the office of an avid golfer. If it's a beautiful day, chances are I called in sick. I suppose my love for golf has something to do with the fact that you can shoot the worst round of your life, you can hook, you can slice, you can hit the creek with a pocket full of balls, and still you find yourself pulling another tee from the bag, punching it into the ground, cradling the ball on top of it, and standing there like a fool, thinking that maybe, just maybe, this next one will go straight. Maybe today you'll break 90, or chip one into the cup, or putt from 30 feet out on a sloping green, and watch the ball teeter on the edge, then drop. Each year, more than 20 million people play on 13,000 golf courses in America. More than 500 courses opened last year, and I think the reason boils down to one four-letter word you don't hear often enough on the course. It's the one word that keeps us coming back: hope. Golf is all about hope. The hope that the next shot, things will be different. On the next shot, something amazing will happen. On the next shot, things will change, and I'll be there to see it. We need hope on the golf course. We need it even more in life. Hope that things will improve, that this condition is not permanent, that something better lies ahead. That brings joy to life, doesn't it? Are you crazy enough to entertain hope? A friend called on a weekday morning. He was having trouble with his marriage. He asked me to golf with him, but what he really wanted to do was talk. And so we did. We talked about his life, about the mistakes behind him and the challenges ahead. Sometimes he pulled out a club, but mostly he just talked. I golfed and listened. On the sixth hole, we sat on the grass of the tee-off box talking about golf and life. "The thing I love about golf," I told him, "is that each round is a fresh start." That's how it is with grace, too. In our lives, in our marriages, we won't get perfect scores, but grace gives us another chance. Grace gives us hope. Hope for followers of Jesus is not found in our own goodness or ability, but in the unchanging promises offered us by a risen Savior. In the darkest of times, hope can shine the brightest and bring laughter with it. It emanates from the pages of Scripture. Hope opens doors that despair has slammed shut. Hope looks for the good instead of harping on the bad. Hope turns problems into opportunities and fear into faith. Is such hope a pie-in-the-sky illusion? Does it make us complacent, content to leave the world as it is? Maybe so for some people, but knowing our future is secure should free us to make a difference in the lives of those around us. U.S. President Gerald Ford had hope. He once said about his golf game, "I know I am getting better at golf because I am hitting fewer spectators." Have you lost hope lately? If so, the writer of Hebrews is speaking to you. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Whether you're golfing today or you'd rather walk a dog, hang on to hope, my friend.
Come aboard and help us celebrate 60 years of ministry in Canada. Make plans to join Phil Calloway and Laugh Again as they cruise the Eastern Caribbean with Back to the Bible Canada in celebration of its 60th anniversary. From February 3rd to 11th, you'll enjoy a 9-day ministry cruise that's sure to leave you with a lifetime of memories. For information, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.